It's 11 trivia questions on romantic relationships on the TV show The Office with my friend Michael Brooks. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Thanks for checking out my show. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Today's episode is all about The Office, so I thought it'd be fun to kick off the intro here with some facts that I found on a fun BuzzFeed article from 2018. It says facts about The Office that'll make you lose your freaking mind. So I'll just read a couple highlights here. I thought this was a fun one. It says, number two, Angela Kinsey was working at 1-800-DENTIST as a phone operator when she auditioned for The Office. So the role of Angela went to Angela, and she was working at 1-800-DENTIST, which is a crazy phone operator job. Rayan Wilson originally auditioned for the role of Michael Scott. That would have been a very different show, although it's funny that his character always wants to be the manager. I've seen this one before. Seth Rogen auditioned for the role of Dwight Schrute, and you can actually watch the audition online, which is pretty fun. Phyllis Smith was an assistant casting director for The Office, but when they were having her read lines for auditions, they were offering her the role of Phyllis. So that's kind of a fun little fact. Not even a real actress at the time of the start of the series. And here's one for Creed. It says, when Creed's singing karaoke in season 3's Benihana Christmas, it's his own song called Spinnin' and Reelin'. So that's a song that he was in a real band. And there's a picture of his band called The Grassroots. And he plays like a fictional version of himself on The Office. So there's a couple Office facts to kind of get you started, get your palate ready for today's episode. If there's a certain topic you want to see on a future episode of the show, you can always email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I will try and get that topic worked into the show at some point in the near future. And if you want to guarantee that I do your topic at some point, you can join our Patreon group at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. There's a bunch of people in there for the $5 tier and more that have topics that we will get to at some point. I'm actually going to cross one off as we're talking right now. We just did Scrubs last week for Luke McKay, and that was a topic I did with my friend Greg. At the Lordsburg Tap House in Laverne, California. Some other topics coming very soon. Nicolas Cage. We did Nicolas Cage movies. I can cross that one out. I actually didn't record it. I did it as a live event, so I have to uncross it out. Nicolas Cage movies, Dog Breeds, Harry Potter trivia, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Animal House, Blues Brothers, Sitcom Weddings, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, and the Raimi Spider-Man trilogy. So lots of fun stuff in the Patreon spreadsheet that is bound to be recorded at some point on my end. So be patient with me on those. Whenever I have a little bit more time than just the average quick 20 minutes, I can actually write some new questions for you. Otherwise, I'm writing trivia rounds for all my live events, which you can find at triviawithbuds.com. The rounds I'm doing this week include Lord of the Rings and Songs About Butts, just to name a few. So those will be fun episodes in the next few weeks. I'm sure I'll record those somewhere. Okay, we're going to jump into these 11 questions on the romantic relationships on the TV show The Office with my friend Michael Brooks. He is Sir Lifts a Lot on Instagram, and he's a big CrossFit guy, if you're into that. So let's see how many you can get as you play along with Michael. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful San Dimas, California, the site of Bill and Ted's excellent adventures at some points in the movie. And sitting across from me is my good friend Michael Brooks, Sir Lifts a Lot on Instagram. What's up, Michael?
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. You and I met, last couple months or so while I'm hosting bingo and trivia and things at High Point Brewing Company in San Dimas, California. So that's where we're at right now. And I did a big Office trivia night just the other day. And you are a big Office fan. Tell me about why you love the show so much.
I just can't get enough of it. I think I've watched the whole series at least 30 times or more.
You mentioned that to me the other day. You said 30 times. And then what do you do every time now when you watch the show? You told me a little scheme that you pull.
So what I like to do now is I like to watch one individual character. And every time they're on screen, I purely only watch them to see what they do.
So like if Kevin's doing something in the background, you're only watching Kevin and listening to everything else.
Yes.
That is crazy. Did you come up with that idea on your own? Or have you joined some sort of forum for people who watch shows that way?
No, because one time I watched Creed one time on a scene. And he was like not even paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah.
It was actually really funny to watch that. So I consistently try to find little hiccups that they cover up in The Office.
That is very, very interesting stuff. I was in college when this show came out, and I was a huge fan right away. But as time went on, I watched maybe like the first 5 seasons, and then I never finished it. So last year, I actually finished the whole series. See you, buddy.
Congrats again.
Hey, thanks so much. I'll see you soon. And we finished the whole series recently again, and then I started the whole thing over again because it seems like right now there's just like a craze for The Office. Don't you feel like it?
Yes, there's a lot of memes coming out that still delve into like what The Office was, and also because now it's, you couldn't do anything like The Office. You could, like,
right,
what they did back then, you couldn't do it now.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. You know, like, I was watching season 6 last night, and it said 2010. I'm like, it was only 9 years ago, but, like, it feels like 20 years ago.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's nuts. But and it's just more accessible on Netflix and everything for people to watch, especially younger, you know, college kids binge-watching things and stuff like that. So it just seems like it's back and bigger than ever. So I thought it'd be fun to do an episode today, see exactly how much you know about The Office. This round's called Relationships on The Office, and there's 11 questions. How many do you think you're going to get out of 11?
11.
You're going to get all 11?
We'll see.
Oh.
I mean, hopefully 11, maybe 10.
I love it. All right, the confidence. Michael Brooks, here we go. Number one, where do Jim and Pam get married? Geographically, like what location?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. I just watched that episode the other day. Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
No, I've never been there.
Seems like a pretty romantic place to get married, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, as a aficionado, what happens on this episode in a quick rundown? Let's break it
down. So on the episode, they try to get married away from Niagara Falls, but what ends up happening is Pam gets her veil ripped.
Yes.
And they end up having this huge conversation where her and Jim are sitting there talking to each other. He cuts his tie.
Yes.
And they end up going, saying like, this is our wedding, not theirs. And they end up going on a boat and getting married on right near Niagara Falls, and everybody's waiting for them. And then they
yes.
end up coming and getting married again at the church house.
That's exactly right. Really, really fun episode of the show. It was Niagara Falls. Number two, Michael dates Pam's mom. What is her first name? Ooh, I might have stumped him already.
Oh,
what
no.
is Pam's mom's name on the show? Number two, Michael dates her.
Oh, I'm so... Oh, this is so mad right now.
You seemed like a pretty confident guy. I gave you some sample questions before we started, and you nailed them. They were really hard. So we'll see if you could pull it off.
Pam's mom,
Michael dates her. It's kind of a unique name. You don't hear it too often.
Starts with an M, right?
No.
Oh,
that would be
no,
mom.
That's not it. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I would not know this one.
You don't know this one?
I can't even throw it.
It's Helene. Like Helen with an E.
Yeah.
Helene.
All right. See, that's 10 out of 11 right there.
Got one, and he missed one. Number three, who does Kelly start dating after Ryan breaks up with her to make him jealous?
What's his name from the warehouse? Man, this is all making me nervous now.
Starting to wonder if you've ever even seen this show. No, I'm just kidding. Number three. Who does Kelly start dating after Ryan breaks up with her to make him jealous?
It's from the warehouse. The big, big, huge...
Any guesses?
Oh, man, I know who it is. This is really going to make me mad. I'm sweating right now.
Sir lifts a lot on Instagram. Sweating. This is called Trivia CrossFit right now.
I know. It's like testing my stamina with my brain.
The answer is Daryl.
From
the warehouse. Number four, on what season do Aaron and Andy officially start dating? What season
is
do
it
Aaron?
Season 6?
It is season 6. Nice job. Good redemption. It's towards the end when Date Mike shows up. It's that episode. Number five, who has an affair with someone named Cynthia? Who has an affair with...
Stanley.
It is Stanley. Nice job. Number five, Stanley. Going back to Date Mike, there's a Funko Pop vinyl toy coming out of Date Mike. Did you see it?
Really?
It's an exclusive to a website called calendars.com, and I just pre-ordered two of them, and it's him winking with the hat on backwards holding a pool cue.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
That's the best.
Number six, what actress plays the hot girl Katie that Jim briefly dates? She kind of blew up right after this.
She was in that Disney movie too.
Yep. Number six, what actress, hot girl Katie, Jim briefly dates?
I wouldn't know her name, but I know her, or red hair,
yep.
I know who you're talking about.
Amy Adams. Number seven, what three-letter named character does Oscar date? Three-letter named. Number seven, what three-letter named character
Dwight
does...
catches him first when they...
Does Oscar date? Number seven.
Ian's
a great guess. It's actually Gil.
Gil.
And he breaks up with him. Number eight, in the episode called Company Picnic, Michael and Holly do a sketch that parodies what hit film? They do a sketch at the picnic.
Oh, yeah. Is it Good Will Hunting?
It's not Good Will Hunting.
Oh, no, it's Million...
You're close.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. Good pull. Nice job. Number 8 was Slumdog Millionaire. And they accidentally revealed that the one of the branches is closing.
Yes.
Number 9, Andy dates a girl named Jamie. What is Jamie's secret? Andy dates a girl named Jamie. What's her secret? He's thinking it over. Andy dates a girl named Jamie. I want to say it's like season 4 or 5, maybe 4. Any guesses?
Oh, this is a stumper.
You think so? I'll tell you. It's she's in high school. She's a high school student.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really a secret she's keeping from him. It's a secret he just doesn't realize.
Yeah,
you know?
That she's in high school.
Yes.
Because he visits her high school to sell paper.
Yeah, that's right. And he sees her with some other guy in the hallway.
Yeah.
Number 10. What band plays at Bob and Phyllis's wedding?
Kevin's band.
That's right.
Scrantonicity.
Scrantonicity is correct. And number 11. For 2 points, Michael dates a woman named Carol. What is Carol's job?
She's the realtor.
Yes, she is a real estate agent. Nice job. You got that one? You got that one? You got
I think I missed three.
Slumdog. That's 3. You got, Stanley. 4. Season 6, 5. And 6. You got 6 out of 12 points. So you got a 50%.
What a fail.
Which would be a fail. How do you feel about that?
I know what I need to study now. I need to study actual names and stuff.
Very cool. Michael, I hope to see you at the local Upland Last Name Brewing Trivia event on Saturday, August 24th. It'll be from 7 to 9:30 p.m. It'll be all themed around the office with different questions than the ones you played along with today. Tickets available at triviawithbuds.com. Are you going to be there?
I'm excited. I'll be there.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks, dude. Where can people find you on Instagram and stuff?
At Sir Lifts a Lot.
At Sir Lifts a Lot. If you want to join some sort of CrossFit program, I'm sure you can arrange that, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Very good. Michael Brooks, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
There it was. A fun little round from my live office trivia night this past weekend at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. If you live in Southern California and you want more office trivia with me, I'm doing one more big office show for the summer here, or I guess like the fall now because everyone's back in school, at Last Name Brewing on Saturday, August 24th. At 7 p.m., tons of awesome prizes, including Funko Pops of Michael and Dwight and Jim and Pam, and t-shirts and candy and all kinds of Dunder Mifflin related stuff. So get ready for that. We also do raffles throughout the night. So if your team doesn't win first place, you may still walk away with some very cool paraphernalia. Go to triviawithbuds.com, click the banner at the top of the website that has Prison Mike on it, which is always fun for me to see. Love that little image of just him making a funny face with the purple bandana on. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. You can check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. If you get something printed, if you need something printed, tell them Buds sent you, and I'm sure they'll give you some kind of deal. Okay, so that's fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing needs in San Dimas, California. And your question is about The Office for today. Who was Kevin engaged to at the start of the series? What was the name of Kevin's fiance at the start of the series? You can tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Roxanne, which was a Police song and a Steve Martin movie. And yesterday's winner was Alex Thompson. Now, I usually mail the winner something fun in the mail, but Alex said, in lieu of you spending money on postage, can I just get a shout out? So the big winner from yesterday, again, Alex Thompson, very, very cool person and really good at trivia. And go, Alex, go. Okay, there's your shout out. Trivia team name of the day is just totally random, and it's Harold and the Purple Pills. That's a nice D12 reference. And Harold and the Purple Crayon, obviously. If you have kids, you know that one. Harold and the Purple Pills. I'd read that book. Maybe not to my kids, but maybe to myself. Okay? Thanks for checking out the show today, guys. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And remember, this month for Patreon, if you go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and you donate any money at all that money is going to the communities of Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. There's a link in the show notes if you want to see more about the causes. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.